Let's take our Bibles and turn with me to the book of 1 Peter, chapter 5. 1 Peter, chapter 5. I'm going to be looking at verses 6 and 7. 1 Peter, chapter 5, verses 6 and 7. Let's read those verses, then I will ask our Lord's blessing on His Word. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Let's pray together. Our Father, this evening we thank You for the blessing of being able to assemble ourselves together. Lord, we know, according to Your Word, there's a special blessing, a special presence when Your church is assembled, that You are in the midst of that place where two or three are gathered together in Your name. Lord, bless our hearts tonight. Lord, cause us to hear, cause us to believe, and to understand for Christ's sake. Amen. There is a blessed command that's given in these verses this evening that every believer truly wants to obey in his heart. Casting all your care, all your distraction, all your anxieties, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. It matters to Him. It matters. Now there's three things that I know about care, anxiety, frustrations, distractions. Number one, we all have them. Number two, we are commanded to cast them upon the Lord. And I want to do that, Freddie. I want to do that. I want to. And number three, the reason is that we're commanded to do that is because He cares for His people. He cares. Now the heart to do that, the heart to cast our care upon Him is not found in the natural man. Man by nature does not know God. That's life eternal, that they may know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. So man is not born with a heart to cast his care upon the Lord. You know why? Because man thinks he knows best. Man thinks he knows the right thing to do. Now I want you, here's the key. Here's the key, the heart of casting ourselves upon the Lord, casting our cares. Verse 6, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. Now, that's the same meaning as despise not thou the chastening of the Lord. When you're rebuked of the Lord, don't despise His chastening. Now we're proud by nature, self-centered, and we must be shown what we are. It's needful. David said it's good that I've been afflicted, and I might know, see, discover Your statutes. Here we're commanded to bear with patience. Humble yourself before or under, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. Bear with patience. We're going to be made to mourn over indwelling sin. You're going to see it. The Lord is going to teach us what we are. Humbling yourself. There is an admittance of unworthiness. There's a heart of praise and blessing as the Lord reveals to us what we are in bringing us down. We're going to have to be brought down. He's going to exalt us in due time. I'm going to say a thing about that in a minute. But humble yourself. You know the first thing that a believer is going to say when he hears this? Lord, help me. Help me. I've got this in my head. I want my heart to know it. I want to know this. I want to do this. I want to. It is only His mighty hand that brings these things about. Humble yourself. His hand that no man, the Scripture says, can stay, that is, prevent or control. I know this. I know that He rules in heaven and earth. He's revealed to His people all things. All things. Everything. All of them. And oh, how quickly I can preach this and I forget it that quickly. All things. Whatever happened today at work, fellas, ladies, whatever happened, all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called, according to His purpose. According to His purpose, He worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. He does all things. He works all things. Therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. To acknowledge that He worketh all things after the counsel of His own will is by the grace of God that you'd believe that. To possess that heart that would bow is by God's good pleasure to give you that heart. All the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and He doeth according to His will in the army of heaven among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay His hand or say unto Him, what doest thou? That last portion right there, I've always wondered. I mean, you can say it, you know, what doest thou? But here's the bottom line. He gives no account to the children of men. He doesn't owe anybody an explanation. Why would God Almighty be pleased to show mercy to one and to pass by another? We're beyond our pay grade here. Why does God Almighty do anything that He does? Because He's pleased to do so. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Almighty God is sovereign in creation, in providence, in salvation. Therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that He, the Scripture says, may exalt you in due time. According to His word, sooner or later, that's what it says, that He may exalt you in His time. sooner or later, he's going to exalt his people. Now, I can read some examples in Scripture of those that by the grace of God were brought to humble themselves, to be humbled before the Lord. You remember that Syrophoenician woman that came to the Lord and asked the Lord's help for her daughter, and he said, it's not meet, not fit to give the children's bread to dogs. Buddy, let me tell you something. Somebody say, boy, that's awful hard, but let me tell you, by the grace of God, he'd given that woman a heart. He had given that woman a heart. He had given that woman a heart of humility. You know how I know that? Because he said to her, woman, great is thy faith. She bowed before him. She said, Lord, you're right. But even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Great is thy faith. Blind Bartimaeus sitting on the side of the road. The Lord gave him a heart to cry out, Jesus, thou son of David. That's the title of the Messiah. He heard that Jesus of Nazareth was coming by. That's what he heard. And he said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they tried to get him to quiet down. He cried the louder, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy. He's humbled before the Lord. And the Lord asked him, he said, what do you want? He said, I want to be able to see. And he saw. So, there was a woman that had an issue of blood, spent all of her money on doctors, you know. None the better. By the grace of God, she had a heart to come to him. And she said in her heart, Spirit of God wrote down what she thought. If I can touch but the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. And she came and people were everywhere. He was walking through the crowd and she touched him. And he stopped. And he said, somebody touch me. And his disciples, you know the story. They said, well, a lot of people touched you. He said, no, I felt virtue has gone out of me. And he looked at her and she was fearful, bowing down. He said, woman, thy faith hath made you whole. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. You say, I don't think I can. Ask him. Ask him. Lord, teach me. Lord, help me. That he may exalt you in due time. It might be a blind Bartimaeus. It might be a woman with the issue of blood. Maybe it will. Maybe it will be. But I can tell you this for sure. There's coming a time when the trump is going to sound. The dead in Christ are going to rise. We're not going to prevent them, those that are still on the earth. There's going to be some live folks here when the Lord comes back. We're going to meet him in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Day of judgment has come. Separate the sheep from the goats. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God who rules and reigns, that he may exalt you in due time. In verse 7 then, there's a colon after that. In verse 7 says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Now listen to me, believer. I said a moment ago, we have care. We have care. We're in this world. And there's an old man that's still there. And we are compassed about with these worries and anxieties and fears and trials. And that old man does not care to bow to him, but that new man does. That new man sees the cares that encompasses him. He sees them. And it is to the Lord's glory that he trusts him. We're in this world. Not of it, but we're in it. And we've got trials and tribulations and problems just like everybody else. Everybody got them. But only a believer has a heart to cast all his care upon him. Only a believer has that. I want you to just keep your finger there for a second. Turn to Matthew 6. Matthew chapter 6. Years ago, I made this statement recently. This particular passage of Scripture was such, I was going through a tremendously tough time in my life. And this passage of Scripture was so comforting to me. Matthew 6, 27, 20 to 34. Here we are. Here we are. We're in this world, not of it. But I'm telling you, you've got cares concerning your family. Your parents, you've got children that may not know the Lord. And you desire God save them. You pray for them daily. I know you do. You pray for your kids. You pray for them daily. You got your family. You got your health. Your welfare. Your job. You got you just cares. 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 Listen to this. Matthew 6, verse 27. Which of you, by taking thought, by worrying about it, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, it doesn't matter what men say, this, he said, I say to you, that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Solomon was never clothed like one of these lilies. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles, unbelievers, that's what they seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. Isn't that comforting? Your heavenly Father knows. He knows. He's aware. But seek ye first. Here's the priority. Above everything else. Above everything else. I don't want to get ahead of this. Lord willing, this is what I'm going to be teaching on this passage this Saturday. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. Here's the priority. Above everything else, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Your Father knows you have need of these things. He said, I'll provide. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought of the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. There may not be a tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow. It's not going to change. It's not going to get here any sooner. Casting all your care. We all have care. But secondly, he's told me to cast my care upon him. What a liberating thought. What a freedom. That's freedom. That's some freedom. I have care, and he's commanded me to cast it upon him for me not to do it. Is disobedience. For me not to do it is to disobey him. He told me, casting all your care upon him. I don't want to disobey him. What I do is I see the frailty of my flesh right here. To not cast my care upon him, to not trust him, is to doubt him. To not cast my care upon him is sin. That's what it is. It's disobedience. My care, my anxiety is no burden to him. He rules and reigns. He's all powerful. Peter, when he penned this, he learned this from experience. He walked with the Lord, witnessed his majesty, his sufficiency. By faith, he saw his glory, his strength. And even in his doubting, even when he denied the Lord three times, God was merciful to him. Peter, lovest thou me more than these? Lord, you know all things. You know I love you. You feed my sheep. Casting all your care upon him. I started reading on this, studying this passage. An event happened last Sunday afternoon. And this passage of Scripture came to my mind, and I began studying tonight on this. And I got to thinking about casting all of your care upon the Lord. How do you do that? What do you do? As a young boy, I can remember that we would go to my grandma and grandpa's house, my dad's, you know, and we went to granny's parents too, but this illustration came to my mind. I'd get in a car, and I knew where we were going. We were going to Algoma, Mississippi. Where my dad's from, Algoma, Mississippi. I knew we were going there. But you know what? Especially if we was going at night. I didn't have a clue. I had no clue which road was going to turn on. I can remember my dad talking to his brothers after we'd get there, and he would tell them, said, yeah, you know, we came down 28 and got as far as Kosciuszko, and then we turned left and we headed over and hit this highway and did that. You know, I'm thinking. But you know, I knew one thing. My dad knew where he was going. And I trusted my dad. I knew my dad cared. I knew he knew where he was going. And you know, I didn't even think about it. I'd lay up and had a part back on top, back behind the back seat, and I could lay up there and stretch out and look out the glass, just look at the stars, you know, and ride back there. And that, whatever that was back there, I laid up on it. Not a care in the world. And when we got there, we were there. I didn't question the turns that he made, to ask him, you sure? I don't think I'd have turned there. I didn't know where I was going. Cast all my care on him. It's to trust him. It's to believe him. It's to hope in him. This is what it is to cast all your care upon him. Rest in him. Doesn't that have the sound of peace? It's just trust. It's just, I'm not in control. And I can sit, Mike, and fret and worry over it. And you know what? All it's going to do is just going to upset me. I'm going to just be upset. And I'm just going to sit there and I'm going to doubt him and be tore up inside. Casting all your care upon him. And here's the reason. He careth for you. Cast all your care. Trust me. Look to me. Rest in me. Why? Because I care for you. I did not doubt for one second when I'd go on those trips and go on vacation. It never entered my mind that my mom or my dad was doing something for my hurt. It never crossed my mind. Why? I believe they loved me. I believe that they had my best at heart. And I believe if anything happened or thought that was going to happen to me, they'd be the first ones to defend me. He careth for you. Jeremiah 31:3 says, "The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee." The Scripture sets forth that from before the foundation of the world, the Father chose a people in Christ, gave them to the Son as the surety, chose them in Him, and looked to Him alone for their deliverance. He's the surety. Never look to them again for satisfaction. Look to the surety. You know why? He careth for you. Came into this world, born, hater of God, despiser of God. And when it pleased God, He crossed the path of the objects of His mercy with the gospel. Gave them a heart to believe it. Gave them faith to trust Him. You know why? He careth for you. Called them out of darkness, ministering spirits to watch over them, protect them, all according to His good pleasure. Because He careth for you. And I'll tell you this, according to His word, His promise, He said, "I'm coming back for you. That where I am, there you're going to be also. Seated with Him in the heavenlies. To ever be in the presence of Almighty God." You know why? He careth for you. Why? Because it pleased Him to do so. You that know Him, you know why you're here tonight? You know why you have a heart to be here? He careth for you. Why He raised up the gospel, kept it here over 60 years? He careth for His people. He said, "I'm never going to leave you. I'm never going to forsake you." Casting all your care upon Him. He careth for you. Casting your care upon Him is to trust Him. Rest in Him. Believe Him. Believe that He's able. Believe that He's got your best at heart for His glory. Years ago, I had a little construction business in Louisiana. And my dad had started it, and I ended up getting the construction business, and my brother ended up getting the restaurant. And we worked it for years and built up. It was a good business. And it came time I was going to move. I was going to move from Louisiana to Tennessee. And one of the men that worked for me, I talked to him and I told him, I said, he wanted to buy it, wanted to buy the business. And so we worked all the details out. After he had bought the business, I got to thinking back on years and years and years of construction and things that come with it and problems. And you're out there on a job and you're building things that has to be engineered and this, that, and the other. And I can remember how many times I'd wake up in the middle of the night, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. And once I woke up thinking about the problems that we would have the day before or what we had coming up, I could not go to sleep. Now, those of you that's been in business before and it's your responsibility, you know, Carl, you know something like this. You do it. It's your responsibility to make sure everything's right. I'd wake up, and once I woke up and looked at that clock, I think, oh, no. Because I'm not going back to sleep. I'm there. I'm going to be right there. And I'd lay there and I'd try to talk to myself and tell myself, just be all right. Don't worry about it. It's going to be fine. It didn't work. And after Ray bought that business, I told him one day, I said, Ray, I'm going to give you some advice. And I said, I believe it'll be a help to you. I hope it will. I said, now that it's your responsibility to make sure that everything's done, this, that, and the other, when you wake up in the middle of the night, and you will, I said, try to remember this. I'm going to talk to Marvin about this in the morning, and we'll work this out. I said, because the middle of the night is the worst time. It's always the worst time. But I'm going to talk to him in the morning. And years after that, he told me, he said, you will never know how many times I woke up in the middle of the night. And he said, and thought about that. And he said, was able to go back to sleep. Just thinking, well, I'm going to talk to somebody about this that's been there. Child of God, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Lord, bless these words to our heart for Christ's sake.